the pickoff right there. Now, going all the way to the hole is going to be Ewald, and Ewald draws the call as Parrish had to catch up with her then after she went for the steal and didn't get it.
A little bit of frustration there from Clifton. I think she couldn't catch up to her, and she kind of just wanted to stop the play, and so she kind of caught her across the arms, and she's going to get a quick breather for Chambers, as you said.
And she's winded. You can see that she's winded. So in comes Chambers, the freshman, who averages 8 points a game, and she shoots, she averages 2 3-pointers a game, so she's definitely no freshman when you get to this time of year. USA with the free throw by Ewald. It's up, and it's good. Second one still to come. 42-37 in the overtime session here in the second round of the Class C District at Cass City. 42-37, and we got some percentages there on the fourth quarter shooting.
Second half, again, USA shot 41%, Cass City just 22%. But free throws are the difference for them, and, you know, could have been the game-winning factor other than Chelsea Ewald has other ideas with just the 2 seconds to go in regulation. I'm actually a little surprised that Coach Schinner did not call a timeout in the situation, but it looks like Mackenzie Parrish drove the lane and is going to get a foul called on USA, so she'll get 2 shots.
I'm just getting that update from Coach Shock up at Fort Hope, and if I'm reading that right, North Huron defeated Fort Hope 39-38.
Well, it's definitely the score they gave us, and I'm assuming since it came from Coach Shock at the final.
I would think so.
I don't think she's texting during the game, so it must have been a close, hard-fought game, and congratulations to North Huron, and a really good season for the Fort Hope young ladies.
And that last foul was on... Ewald picked up her foul there. And Mackenzie Parrish makes her first free throw. Stefan rolls around and out. Nobody underneath there to get the rebound except for USA. They push it up the court. Coach Spitzer says, slow down, but hey, there's a wide open Eisengruber going to the lane, but she's shut down by Rao. Rao blocked her shot, and Rao got in there and then got tied up by first. Schinner wanted a reach-in foul, but it was clearly a jump ball.
Well, she definitely had her hands on the ball. The question that Lloyd was asking was that USA girl was definitely reaching over the top of her, but she had both hands on the ball.
And now we've got an official timeout. And he's going down, and not sure what the official timeout is. He went down and talked to the athletic director.
Definitely appeared to be a crowd control issue, but I don't...
There's not that big of a crowd here. No fans, no students. I'm not sure what we're getting here. USA and LS gets the ball, gets it in. They go to Ewald. Ewald goes up with the shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Hendricks, and she gets fouled from behind, and they are going to pick.
I'm pretty sure Miranda Frost is going to get called for that one. No. The Simpler is going to get the foul call.
And that's going to be her second foul. Double bonus again. Kansas City needs to make these like they did in the fourth quarter there to get back in the game or stay in the ball game. And that first one by Hendricks was made, making it 43-38. Her second one's on the way. And it releases. Looks nice. And she gets the roll. 43-39. Minute 6 to go in the extra quarter here. USA Patriots with the lead.
Yeah, City desperately needs to stop, and they need to do it without too much time elapsing off the clock.
USA, they had the momentum. They come from behind to tie the ball game up. Actually, weren't behind by very much. Neither team had a lead of more than 6 the whole game. This is the biggest lead I think we've had the whole game.
And right on cue, Cass City got the stop, a steal by Mackenzie Parrish, and Cass City has the ball with 40 seconds to go.
And they need 2 buckets here, though, and they need them quick, and we're going to get a timeout, and we're going to stay right here and talk about this. Again, congratulations to the North Huron Warriors in defeating the Port Hope Blue Stars. Coach Shocker, first year up there, had a nice team. They made a nice little run, but you know how it is district time. They were co-champions. Fortunately, they finished the season off with a loss. They got some good players going out this year. I can think of Gus right offhand. I can't think of the other players' names. I don't have my book in front of me, but congratulations to them on a fine season. Unfortunately, they won't be moving on, and North Huron will. North Huron will move on now to play Owen Gage in a final that's going to be at Port Hope on Friday night at 7 o'clock. So good luck to Owen Gage and to the North Huron Warriors, and I'm wondering how Clancy did that night tonight.
Was she going to play? Because she has not been playing, so unless she was coming back, I wasn't aware that she was going to be able to play.
I thought she was. Now, don't quote me. I don't know for sure, but I thought she was going to come back or attempt to play, so I don't know, but we'll find that out later. I'm sure Mr. Bogan or Mr. Adams. I believe Adams is up there covering the game. He'll have some information for us. And after that timeout, we come back. And if you're just joining us as you're leaving some of the other games, maybe leaving up in Fort Hope, we got a great game here in the second one tonight. I'm Cruise 102.1, Brent Wainer, Stu Schrader. The USA Patriots tied it up with 1 second remaining, and we're in overtime, and now they have the lead 43-39 over Cass City with 34 seconds to go in the extra section. Cass City with the ball. They get it inside to Hendricks. Hendricks tries to make a move. She can't. She gets it out the top to Megan Parrish for one up and three. No good. Megan Parrish gets the rebound, throws it up, and she's fouled by first.
I really thought that they would maybe run a play to get something down low underneath, but USA did an outstanding job of not allowing anything too close to the basket. They got a good look from Mackenzie Parrish, and there was her sister Megan for the rebound and a quick putback.
And that first fourth foul.
I do got a quick word from the fan base. Clancy did play tonight. Not sure how much or how much impact she had, but Sarah Clancy was scheduled to play, which makes a huge difference for the North Carolina Warriors.
And it does, and obviously it helped them out because she got that win, so it may have paid off to rest her all that time. And now we've got a 43-40 game with 22 seconds to go, and we're going to have a timeout from the USA Patriots. And what do you think is going to happen here, Brent?
Well, it's 43-40. USA has the ball. Most definitely, Cass City will come out with some type of full-court pressure. I would guess that Coach Pitcher is going to have his ball handlers in there. He'll set up something to get the ball into his ball handlers, probably first. He seems to really like to have her bringing the ball to the court. Might possibly have somebody take off deep in case they all push forward and, you know, for an easy lob pass. Otherwise, he'll probably get the ball in, get across the timeline, and look to get that foul, which USA is going to have to, or Cass City is going to have to commit.
And, you know, first isn't the fastest player up the court, but she's the strongest with the ball coming up the court. And, you know, I'll play devil's advocate. I'll be the Cassidy coach. What I would do, knowing that first is going to get it, I'd let her get it, and I'll double-team her with my two quickest girls, which would be the Perry sisters, and try to strip the ball away from her and run a trap. Last time they didn't get the trap set up, so I would not deny the inbound pass. I would bring three girls back and put three across and two back and see if we can go then. Make them burn us long.
Well, I totally agree. And actually, if I was Coach Pitzer, I would not give the ball to first. I would get it to one of my guards and let them work the ball to the court. In a situation like this, under the pressure, I think that makes the most sense. But we'll see. We'll see.
So here we go. We're coming out. Cassidy's the first team out of the timeout. Here comes the Lady Patriots. 22.8 seconds to go. USA with the lead 43-40 in the fifth quarter, or the extra quarter here, whatever you want to call it, overtime. And they're going to have to bring it the full 90 feet here at Harbor Beach, which is the college regulation floor. They do have the right to move it up and down the court, which they did. They inbound it to first. First thing's at the court, and right there they're trapping her, and they get the reach. So I wouldn't have went for the reach to try to get the jump ball. Skinner's not happy. He thinks it's a jump ball, but I can't tell you, I'm way on the other side of the court here, Coach.
Well, it was hard to see from here, too, but I tell you what, the officials have consistently called that all night long both ways, so Coach Schindler doesn't have much of an argument to me. They've been the benefactor of that same call other times, so
right.
In my mind, very fair and equal officiating.
And first being the size she is and knowing how to hang on to that ball, I think it probably was. She protected it pretty good there. She goes to the free throw line. She extends the lead to 4 points now as she nails the first shot. She puts this next one in, ball game over. She misses it. There's still an opening there for the Red Hawks.
That last one could have been a dagger. I mean, a four-point game, they got to make two buckets somehow, some way, and it could be tough.
And right now, Hendricks gets the rebound. 15 seconds off the court comes Megan Parrish. Megan Parrish gets there. She pulls up. She shoots the three, and it falls short. She gets her own rebound. She goes up, and she's going to get fouled by first. And that's going to be first fifth foul. And you know what? I want to give the official some credit. There's 6 seconds going. So many times, I don't care if you're at the NCAA level or the high school level, you'll hear people say, the official swallows the whistle under 10 seconds. That is so not true tonight.
Yep.
And they did a good call. It was a foul. It was a great call. First did foul.
And that's going to be your fifth, which there is only 6.6 seconds left. But if somehow Cass City could get this into another overtime period, that could play a huge factor.
And, you know, you see the disappointment on her face, but, you know, I've been there, done that. You want to be in there. That's the sign of a great player. You want to be in there. You want to be there to that final buzzer. And that first shot's up, and it's good. Makes it 44-41, and all Cassidy's got to do is pick off a steal, and they can make a shot.
The tough part is Cassidy has no timeout, so they're going to have to go on the fly here, and hopefully he's got something conjured up to get him in that position.
And the second one's good. We got a two-point ball game. 6 seconds, 7 seconds to go, and Bisser just gets the timeout. 6.7 seconds to go, 44-41. 32, and Cassidy is going down. And I think I said my words were